What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On today's entertainment edition of the podcast, I'll be covering night five of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. I'll also be giving my thoughts on the amazing tribute for Len Goodman. Following Dancing with the Stars, I'll be talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And I'll be wrapping up the episode with some quick thoughts on Bad Bunny's hosting debut on Saturday Night Live, which occurred this past Saturday. But with that said, make sure to check out the description of today's show so you can see the timestamps and you know exactly what I'm going to be talking about each one of these topics. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Thank you for tuning in, and let's get into it. All right, guys, so for the first topic on today's entertainment episode, I'm going to be starting off with the same topic that I always start these entertainment episodes with, which is Dancing with the Stars, as Tuesday night marked the fifth episode of this season of Dancing with the Stars, and the theme was Most Memorable Year. It was a very emotional night throughout, I would say, almost every performance. So I was very teared up, and my feelings are, like really feeling all the emotions of each dancer out there. And with that said too, the most special part of the night was the tribute that was dedicated to Len Goodman. Of course, Len, last season he was able to retire from Dancing with the Stars after being the head judge for its entirety. Since season one, he was able to retire and get a farewell type of thing. And then, unfortunately, a couple months later, he passed away. And on Tuesday night's episode, they Dancing with Stars decided to bring back a lot of former pro dancers, and alongside and to have them alongside current pro dancers, and they just did an incredible performance. And it was choreographed by Val and Jenna, so I wanted to make sure to shout them out on here. I think they did an amazing job, the choreography for the dance, and just overall, all the pros of past and present were all incredible. And I know Len definitely was looking down on them and is very proud of each and every one of them. So now I wanna mention the former pros that were in attendance and participated in this tribute dance for Len. So first up, we have Mark Ballas, then Max, of course, the older brother of Val. We have Edita, who used to be one of my favorites, and I'll never forget her because she actually was the partner of Jason Taylor, who, for those of you that don't know, he was a football player, and he's my favorite football player of all time, and he also played for my favorite football team of all time in the Miami Dolphins. So it was cool to see Edita again. Karina Smirnoff was there. She's a heavy fan favorite within the Dancing with the Stars community or fan base, whatever you want to call it. Tony Davolani was in attendance. He used to be one of my favorites as well. Kim Johnson was in attendance, and also in attendance, let me put up this list really quick, was Anna. Anna was on the show for 11 seasons, so like I said, it was just incredible to see the former pros reunite, and then to see them mixed in with the current pros, and to see all the fun they're all having, and just, man, it was incredible. And yeah, once again, I want to shout out Jenna and Val and the whole Dancing with the Stars family for putting on an incredible tribute for our forever head judge, Len Goodman. But now to move on, I wanted to make sure to start off with Len. Like I said, that was the most special part of this whole fifth episode of Dancing with the Stars. But now, as always, I'm going to do what I've been doing for all these Dancing with the Stars segments and all these entertainment episodes. So I'm going to be going couple by couple, starting with the first couple of the night, ending with the final one. I'm going to be giving my score along, and then after that, I'll be giving the actual score that they received from the judges. And I do the same thing with the bottom two. I give my prediction for the bottom two along with the real bottom two. And then, of course, for the eliminated couple, I give my prediction along with the real result of the night. So yeah, let's start things off. The first couple of the night was Mira and Gleb, and with a little guest appearance by Mira's daughter, Matea. I thought this was Mira and Gleb's best performance of the competition by far. You really saw a lot of growth and improvement. Yeah, to me, the last 2 weeks prior to this, I was like disappointed in how their performances were coming out, but I really think they did an incredible job with this number. Mira's daughter did a great job as well, but yeah, I ultimately, I gave them a very high score. I gave them a 27, and just a reminder, the max is 30, so I was very high on Mira and Gleb here. And as per usual, me and the judges were not on the same page, as they received a 22 from the judges. Following Mira and Gleb, we had Ariana Madix and Pasha. Of course, Ariana and Pasha, one of my favorite couples on this season. I enjoyed watching Ariana dance so much. I think she does an incredible job. Of course, as a dancer, but also like she knows how to put the right facial expressions, and you really feel her emotions each time she's out on that dance floor. Yeah, once again, another very high score for me. I gave Ariana and Pasha a 29. And literally, I took 1 point off because I saw a little stumble in the dance. But ultimately, they received a 24. So once again, me and the judges are not on the same page. And next up was an incredible performance by Charity Lawson and Artem. Charity and Artem, each week, they've done an incredible job. Even when Artem had to miss one time and Ezra Sosa stepped in his place, Charity and Ezra did a great job together. So it's just been super impressive from night one for Charity, I would say. And yeah, with that said, I gave them a perfect 30 out of 30. And this is the closest I've been with the judges so far, as Charity and Artem received a 28 on the night. Following Charity and Artem, we had Allison Hannigan and Sasha Farber, who of course they're one of my favorite couples. I always talk about them. I love their energy, their personality, their charisma. I love watching Allison talk. I love what like they're just, she's just a very she seems like such a easy person to get along with, and same goes with Sasha. So I really enjoy this couple night in and night out, and I thought this was a huge improvement in comparison to the last two dances. Just like Mira, as I mentioned earlier, I think Allison really this was her best dance in a while, if not the best dance she's had so far on the show. And I ultimately gave Allison and Sasha a 25, but they received a 21 from the judges. Following Allison and Sasha was Harry and Riley. Of course, as I said last time I talked about Dancing with the Stars, a social media sensation couple from this show, Harry and Riley. I thought this was the worst performance of the night. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say. What I do have to say is that I was disappointed that there was so much regression after so much improvement last week. But it happens, and we're really gonna see what they're made of next week. Yeah, we'll see what happens ultimately with them. But I gave them a 22, which was the lowest score I gave all night, and they received an 18 from the judges, which ended up being the lowest score on the night. Well, not the same numbers as the judges, but same result. So following Harry and Riley was one of my another one of my favorite couples, and one of the favorites to win this whole competition, Jason Mraz and Daniela. I thought they did an absolutely amazing job once again. Jason just keeps impressing me week in and week out. I gave Jason and Daniela a 29 out of 30, and just like Ariana and Pasha, I saw a little stumble by Jason. They received a 27 from the judges. So at least me and the judges were almost close there, on the same page for Jason and Daniela. Following Jason and Daniela was Lele Pons and Brandon Armstrong. I thought this was Lele and Brandon's best performance so far this season. Each week when I talk about the show here on the podcast, the word I use for this couple is potential and improvement. I see week in and week out the improvement from Lele and Brandon. You see that potential that when they finally put it all together, they could really like win this whole competition. I truly believe that. So with that said, I gave Lele and Brandon a 28 out of 30. But I don't I wasn't huge, not just score wise, but like I was really in disagreement with the judges. I didn't really understand, as they received a 24 from the judges. Following them was an incredible dance by another contending couple in this competition, Sochi and Val. I thought they did an absolutely incredible job. I even liked it like a lot more than last week's dance, and last week's dance was obviously really good. So I think that speaks volumes as to how I felt about Xochitl and Val's performance on night five of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. But yeah, with that said, I gave Xochitl and Val a perfect 30 out of 30, and they received a 28 out of 30 from the judges. Following them was another very improved couple, Mauricio Umansky and Emma Slater. Of course, Mauricio, a couple weeks ago, he had the stumble, that little, brain fart on live TV as he kind of forgot a few steps. But last week, huge improvement, and this week an even bigger improvement. The judges were in agreement, and I gave Mauricio and Emma a 26, and they received a 24 out of 30. A great progress for them, and congrats to them. And then another congrats and great progress comment goes for the final couple of the night, which was Barry Williams and PETA. I think last week I talked about it here when I had Diana, my sister, on the podcast. I thought Barry and PETA's dance last week was the worst. But thankfully, week five was different for Barry, as him and PETA had a very enjoyable dance, arguably their best dance so far this season. I gave them a 25 out of 30, and they received a 24 out of 30. And that was the final couple of the night. Now, really quick, before I get into my bottom two and who I have eliminated, I want to talk about a comment that I have after Barry and Peter. I put, "This season is amazing," with a red heart. And I truly believe that. I was talking to my sister about it before I started recording here, but this is truly like one of my favorite seasons of the show. And it speaks volumes because I've watched a great amount of seasons of this show, and I always enjoy it no matter what. Like, I always love Dancing with the Stars and enjoy it, but I don't know why, for some reason, this season is hitting even different. And I think a big thing too might be like the how I see it, these couples improving week in and week out. That shows me that they actually care, and they're putting a lot of work into it, and they're actually listening to the what the judges are telling them, not giving them attitude and stuff like that. They're actually putting in the work, and it's speaking volumes on that dance floor. So I just wanted to shout out all the couples this season, who are still in the show, and even the ones who got eliminated, because I think you've all done an incredible job, and yeah, just an amazing season so far, Dancing with the Stars. But that said, so my bottom two, I had Harry and Allison. Ultimately, as they've done now for three shows in a row, I think it's a timing issue. They run out of time. They leave three couples out there, but they always say this is not necessarily the bottom three. So, like I said, I had Harry and Allison, and out there was Harry, Allison, and Mira. And eliminated, I had Harry, but ultimately, the person that was eliminated was Mira. So Mira and Gleb are officially out of the competition. And it's extra tough, especially after having their best dance of the season. But what better way to go out than with your best dance? The same thing happened in week four, as I believe Adrian Peterson, in my opinion, he had his best dance in week four, and unfortunately, him and Britt were sent packing, So at least these last two couples, they've ended on a high note, and they've ended with progress and improvement, and both Adrian and Mira should be proud for taking the judges' criticism in the right way, and showing it on that dance floor. But yeah, I think Mira had an incredible run. I think she made it a lot further than what people predicted before the season started. And yeah, now I'm a fan of her for sure. So it's cool, I love this show. A lot of times that's happened where I literally become a fan of someone because of this show. And yeah, I mean, once again, shout out to Jenna, Val, and all the pro dancers from present and past times of Dancing with the Stars, who did an incredible job of honoring the late great Len Goodman. All right, guys. So for the next topic on today's entertainment episode of the podcast, I'm gonna be talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce once again, as Taylor once again attended another one of Travis's football games. This past Sunday, she was in attendance at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City for the Chiefs' huge victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. Taylor continues to be Travis's good luck charm. I mentioned this stat a couple of days ago on the sports episode of the week for the podcast. I'm going to mention it now for my entertainment people. But here's a pretty cool stat. So this season, with Taylor Swift in attendance, Travis is averaging 99 yards per game in reception yards. And without her in attendance, he's averaging 46 and a half receiving yards per game. So it's not just like people talking or Swifties, like talking about it. It's like actually like proving to be true. It was funny. Even Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, he even said how he wouldn't mind if Taylor, kept going to the games because it seems that Travis just keeps getting better and better. But yeah, no, just another cool moment to see Taylor attend another game. And something that came out the following day, so on Monday, was pictures posted by Chariah Gordon, who she's the wife of Mecole Hardman, who's a teammate of Travis on the Chiefs. She posted a picture of her and McCole alongside Travis and Taylor. And in one of the pictures, Taylor's actually giving Travis a kiss on the cheek. And honestly, I don't ever remember a time where Taylor's been so public with one of her relationships. Like, you even think of her most recent one prior to Travis, which was Joe Alwyn. They're together for what, like 6 or 7 years. They were even like allegedly engaged, and many people thought they even had a secret wedding at one point. But like, realistically speaking, how many times were they spotted out in public? Maybe once or twice. Like, from what I remember, like it was something like that. If anything, maybe 3 times. But I don't even remember seeing them together publicly. So it's just crazy how this is like so recent. Like, obviously this started in September between Travis and Taylor, and then like it just seems like as time goes on, their relationship's growing quicker and quicker, and it's definitely, a beautiful thing to see. And I'm very happy for them, and I just continue to, wish the best for both of them. And I'm not gonna lie, it's like there's something I gotta say. It's insane because I'm one of the biggest, football fans, right, that you'll ever meet. Like, I have a specifically for the Miami Dolphins, they're my team, but even like the NFL in general, even like if the Dolphins aren't playing, like I'm watching another game, and I just like love football so much, and I love the NFL so much. But it's crazy how, like, for example, this Chiefs Chargers game, like I was enjoying the game, but like it made it even like crazier because Taylor was in attendance. I was just like, it was incredible. I was like enjoying the game, and then I was like, every time they would show her, or every time a big play would happen, I would like just be there waiting for that, for a CBS to show her on the screen. And it was just like, it's just incredible because it's not just like, I don't know, what blows my mind is like, obviously, okay, she's bringing more viewers and stuff like that. All the Swifties are watching football now and stuff. But yeah, me personally, I never thought this would be happening to me during a football game. I'm always so locked in and like serious, like not serious, like, oh, in a mean way, or like, I can't like laugh. But like, it's just like, I've never had this happen to me. Well, I watched an NFL game, and yeah, I was just literally like, oh, when are they gonna show Taylor again? When are they gonna show her again? So it's just incredible the impact she's currently having right now. And let me open something up really quick. I'm trying to remember where the Chiefs play this week. Okay, so the Chiefs are playing this week on Sunday at 4:25 in Denver. So we're gonna have to wait and see if Taylor will be flying out to Denver for that one. It'll be interesting. Of course, the one game she did miss a couple weeks ago, it was an away game in Minnesota. The one road game she did attend was in New York, but of course, like, New York's her like permanent residence, I would say, or like her permanent home. So it made sense. But yeah, we're gonna have to wait and see if she flies out for this game in Denver against Russell Wilson and Ciara. But yeah, nah, this has just been an incredible journey, and I'm glad I'm enjoying every second of it. And with that said, I just want to shout out once again, as I've done multiple times on a couple of these episodes, I want to shout out all the Swifties who have given us so much love on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. And I appreciate all the likes, all the comments. I see you guys sharing it with your friends, and I see you guys saving our posts and everything, and it just like means a lot because this is not like I tell people, this podcast and everything I'm doing here, it's not just for me. It's for, how do I say it? It's not about we, it's about, I mean, it's not about me, it's about We or it's not about me, it's about all of us. However you want to, say it, but I think you guys know what I mean. So it just makes me so happy when people enjoy this content. And yeah, and it just like it's just these little things that, in my opinion, they're like signs from God to telling me that I'm on the right path and to keep doing what I'm doing. So yeah, I wanted to make sure to shout out all the Swifties because I've been like blown away with the love you guys have been sharing on our Instagram. It just, it means a lot. And now I'm looking forward, to more to more Taylor and Travis content on our page. Like, and for those of you that don't follow, once again, it's at the flame underscore ES on Instagram. If you guys want to check out any of our content, and like I said, yeah, stay tuned for more Taylor and Travis content, of course, because like I said, you guys are enjoying it. I'm enjoying, trying to be up to date with it, because like I've said multiple times here as well, like Swifties are on it like 24/7 with any Taylor news, So yeah, make sure to stay locked into our Instagram, and yeah, that pretty much sums up this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce portion of today's podcast. All right, guys. So for the third and final topic on today's entertainment edition of the podcast, I'm going to be quickly covering season 49, episode 2 of Saturday Night Live, which occurred this past Saturday, as Bad Bunny was the guest host and musical performer. So I want to talk quickly about this episode. I thought Bad Bunny did a great job, of course, with his performances of some of his hit songs, but I was actually very impressed by his comedic ability and some of his acting. The skit I said, in my opinion, that I enjoyed the most was the skit in which he acted alongside Pedro Pascal, Marcelo Hernandez. Of course, Pedro Pascal was on season 48 of the show, and he had a funny skit with Marcelo Hernandez, and it was cool that he came back, and now they added in Bad Bunny to the skit. Another skit that I really enjoyed was Bad Bunny alongside Marcelo Hernandez once again. Marcelo was playing like a prince, and Bad Bunny was playing the king, and it was just a very funny sketch. And then there's a third one between Marcelo and Bad Bunny again, in which they're like acting on a novela, or you say like a soap opera. That's how you say it in English. But I'm a Miami boy, Cuban, so I'm used to saying novelas. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much like sums up this quick, final topic of the show for today. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure to shout out Bad Bunny and like I said, Marcelo Hernandez too, because yeah, like, and I mentioned before, Marcelo's a Miami boy, born and raised in Miami, and it's just incredible to see him on such a big stage on the greatest sketch comedy show of all time. And now I'm super happy for him. Wish him all the best, and it's only the beginning for him. And as always, I want to shout out Chloe Fineman and Heidi Gardner, two of my all-time favorite cast members on this show. And of course, Kenan Thompson, who, he's a legendary figure in the SNL world. So yeah, I mean, that was a pretty quick topic in comparisons to the previous two, but I wanted to get in at least some words on the on yeah, Bad Bunny's debut on Saturday Night Live. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's entertainment episode of the Flame Entertainment and Sports. I really appreciate you all tuning in to listen to the show today. If you guys have any friends or family members that you think would be interested in hearing about any of the topics covered on today's show, please make sure to share this episode with them. And a little side note, so this is not going to be the final episode of the week for the Flame Entertainment and Sports, as I want to announce that I will be dropping a bonus episode on Friday, as I give my thoughts on Britney Spears' memoir, which came out just a couple of days ago. I actually bought the memoir on Wednesday, and I plan on reading it today, today on Thursday. And yeah, I plan on, giving my thoughts on it on a bonus episode, like I said, dropping on Friday. So make sure to stay tuned for that, because I'm very excited to read this book, and I think you guys are gonna enjoy hearing my thoughts on it. So shout out to Britney Spears for sure. Yeah, other than that, I mean, yeah, thank you all for tuning in again. As always, if you guys have any different opinions you want to share with me regarding any of these topics, or if you want me to cover another topic on any future episodes, make sure to, reach out to me via social media at the flame underscore ES at Rob Gao. That's RobCao. And you could also reach out through email at tfesrob@gmail.com. And yeah, till next time, everyone, take care.